All right. We are on this morning with Brandon Lewis. Brandon, thanks so much for joining us. Brandon is the publisher of Tennessee Conservative News and has been active as a political activist and consultant for a long time. You did a campaign finance seminar for National Tea Party, gosh, 6 or 7 years ago.
It's been a long time. I remember when I got back into things, as our government shut everything down in Tennessee, I remember seeing your name, and I was like, well, I'm glad that at least I know somebody over in the Nashville area that's still kicking up some dust. So I'm always glad to get to talk to you, Ben.
Thanks. It's great to talk with you. Well, you've got a venture right now that you're going to try to train some candidates, and that's kind of your bailiwick. That's what you've been doing for a long time. I remember very well the campaign finance. You're very direct with people. You tell people what they need to hear. And I was extremely impressed with the kind of the reality of campaigns and how you communicate that to candidates. Because we can scream and holler, we can post memes, we can be keyboard warriors all we want to, but until we get conservative butts in seats, so to speak, it's all for naught. I mean, we're just screaming in the dark. So tell us about this event coming up September 23rd on Saturday. It's 9 to 5 in Chattanooga. And it is basically a candidate training. Down at the bottom, you can see the URL if you want to go get more information, conservativecandidatesacademy.com. I'll throw it open to you, Brandon. What's going on?
So, you know, I just told a story during the Big 7 about my run for city council when I was 21 years old and I was in Jacksonville State University. That was the only race I've ever ran. Thank God I didn't win or I would have never made it to Tennessee. But I lost by a few hundred votes. And it was because I didn't know how to target the right people. My message was off. I didn't do any opposition research. And had I done just a little bit, I would have found that my opponent had some issues with the authorities and children.
Oh,
and
no.
Which was he later, you know, had to resign and a few other things. And I just thought I knew everything because I had, quote unquote, been around politics. I had been in the Young Republicans. I had been in the College Republicans. I had gone to the Calhoun County Republican Party meeting. So people have this idea that if they just kind of get around politics, that somehow they will then have the professional acumen that is required to run for political office, which is really a highly concentrated and sophisticated sales and marketing campaign that is compressed into a very short period of time. And there are dozens of what you would call in a small business type functions that have to be done a very specific and certain way. And there are formulaic methods to winning these races. And so
a compressed time frame.
It is a very compressed time frame. And I looked at last year, Ben, and I saw all these great conservative candidates make series after series of what I would refer to as rookie mistakes, targeting the wrong people, running against incumbent without any kind of contrast message, failing to raise the money they needed, spending time on things that are ineffective, using mediums that are inefficient. And it just bothered me. And a lot of these folks lost by a few hundred or even less votes. Mm-hmm. And so my plan is to bring in subject matter experts at this training and to make sure that the folks that come can understand the political reality of running for office, to disabuse them of a lot of opinions they may have that would hold them back from winning or would make them spend time on things that aren't important. And some of these things I know a lot about, and I'll teach myself. But the other things, medium-specific stuff, I'm bringing experts in, some from as far as Washington, Alabama, different parts of the state, to come and talk to people about those specific issues.
What so many people would like to beat an incumbent, and that's a tough nut to crack. Will you address that and how you can actually do that?
Yes. So what we're going to be covering at this training, Ben, is We're going to start off with general strategy, which is what are you really doing when you run for office? We're then going to get into fundraising, because if you don't raise the money, you don't have the resources to communicate effectively with potential voters, or to buy the resources that you need. We're going to talk about how to reach people on social media. We got Sue Zoldak coming on that. We've got a gentleman that is coming, Chris Littleton, to talk about voter data management and direct outreach. We've got Dalton Dismukes is coming to speak on direct mail. We've got Brian Ritchie, who's going to specifically address how he was able to beat his incumbent when he ran. And he was also our Tough Tusk Conservative of the Year in the House this year in the Rhino Report. And I think I'm leaving somebody else out. I'll think about here in a minute. I am leaving somebody out, but I can't remember who it is. But nonetheless, we've got folks coming. Oh, we've got Eric Wider coming to speak on canvassing and get out the vote effort. So those are really like the major components of running a campaign. There's some things that we couldn't fit in one day. But yeah, I will say this, Ben, and then hand it back over to you. Beating an incumbent's kind of pretty easy, because most of them, if you're running against a Republican incumbent, if you're smart, they have voted to increase the size of government like 20 to 10% every year, as long as any Republican's been in office. Mm-hmm. Most of them voted to give legal aliens professional licenses. Most of them voted to give away billions of dollars in corporate welfare to the NFL or Ford Motor Company, whoever it is. It's wildly unpopular. And most of them have voting records, if they've been up there any length of time, of raising taxes and a whole variety of things that, if the public is just told about them, it's wildly unpopular. And so people run against incumbents, but then they fail to A, turn out the vote and raise the money. But then most of them never attack the incumbents on their terrible voting records. And that is a tremendous mistake. You've got to do it. You cannot run against an incumbent without telling people about that incumbent's record, especially if it's not good.
Well, and I would encourage anybody to come to this, your session here, who is just mildly interested. So many people they think about running, but they can't quite get over the hump. They can't quite get over the threshold. And recruiting candidates is a big part of this, but this really is an area where this event is something where potential candidates can come and increase their comfort level about running.
I would say that's absolutely true. And when I to back up a little bit, guys, you know, I worked on U.S. Senate, U.S. House, state and local office races, wrote a book called How to Raise Money for Political Office. I used to be hot and heavy in this until I took my little sabbatical before launching the Tennessee Conservative. And it always amazes me how people, once they get elected, rest on their laurels. And instead of trying to get better, instead of trying to, honestly, in some cases, do things month after month and quarter after quarter that makes it so much easier to get reelected versus half-assing it a few months before the primary and the general. That's what makes you vulnerable as a candidate, is when your skills really aren't up to snuff. You got lucky and won the first time. And then you spend that year and a half when you really should be shoring up your defenses and building up resources to go on the offense if necessary. People just let that time elapse. And then later they get knocked off their perch. In some cases, conservatives get knocked off their perch by rhinos. And it's not necessarily because people wouldn't vote for them because their record is better and it's proven. It's because they're just vulnerable. And weakness is provocative. Political weakness is very provocative. So if you're a conservative candidate and you want to maintain your momentum, keep your seat, maybe even, you know, step up from city council to state rep, state senate, you know, county mayor, whatever it is you're going after, these are skills that you need to acquire.
Great. Well, Brandon, thanks so much for being with us this morning. We really do appreciate it. And I would highly recommend anyone who's considering running, anyone who's in grassroots politics, anyone who's thinking about managing a campaign, to come to this on September the 23rd. Give us your contact information and just the short elevator speech as we leave here.
Well, you're very kind, Ben. ConservativeCandidatesAcademy.com. If you'll go there, there's a contact us form. It goes to the same email that I use, which is support@ConservativeCandidatesAcademy.com. And if you know of somebody who's thinking about running, I sat down in closing with a gentleman that's running for school board here in Tennessee, who came to my home, and we sat down and met, me and another friend, a gentleman that goes to my church. And I asked him a series of about 17, 18, 19 questions that are just critically important to running for office. And I put these together in a form. And most of the answers were, I don't know. I hadn't thought of that. I don't know. And here's somebody that's already, you know, that's moving in that direction. And it's not because the gentleman's remarkably smart. But if you don't do this for a living, if you have not done this repeatedly, if you have not seen it done with excellence, it's very difficult to reproduce it or to create it. And so that's why we're putting together this training so that we can just get more conservatives across the finish line. And Ben, you've been very kind with your time. I appreciate you inviting me on here. It means a lot to me. So thank you.
Happy to do it. Happy to do it. And I highly recommend anyone interested, go on, register, get down to Chattanooga on September the 23rd. This is an absolutely great resource for anybody in Tennessee, and we got to get more conservatives in these seats. Brandon, thanks so much. Look forward to having you on again soon.
Thank you, Ben. Keep up the good work, bud.
Thanks.